This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, sevillepodcast.com.
Went to a party the other night. Long tall Sally was out of sight.
Sunday is the big day. We're going to tell you how to achieve world peace. And you know who's going to teach us? The fourth graders right here in our community. Local school teacher John Hunter and Chris Farina, filmmaker, join me live in studio. Chris, Sunday is the day at the Paramount Theater. Give us the details. What's going on?
We're having a sneak preview of the film at 6 p.m. at the Paramount. I have to admit, tickets are moving pretty fast, so we're expecting a very much a full house that night.
Fantastic. That's great. Yeah. So, and remind us again, the title of the film is World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Achievements.
That's right. It's a portrait of John Hunter, you know, who's also here, a long-term teacher. And the children, as they play this exercise he's invented called the World Peace Game.
Now, John, the media has you've been on this program many times, and we've talked about this in depth. But the other media have definitely discovered y'all and have discovered this story. Chris, you're on the cover of The Hook this week, You've done big FM NPR interviews, and it's very exciting. John, tell me about your reaction to some of this feedback you're getting from people as the word starts to get out about this film and about what you've been able to accomplish in your classroom.
Corey, you know, it's so amazing. You're working every day in your classroom, as all teachers do. Your head's down, you've got your door open for collaboration, but you're pretty busy. So you don't really think about outside of your classroom what the effect might be. But Chris came in, we met 4 years ago, and he shined a light in on what we were doing, and we were able to get out to let people know what kids can do and how beautiful it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, what's your reaction now to the...
Well, it's funny.
The attention y'all are getting, which is only going to get more and more, especially after Sunday when our community gets a sneak peek at this film.
Well, you know, I mean, I have to admit, attention has been coming. I can't say that I expect it, so I'm really surprised. You know, we got into South by Southwest Film Festival, so the world premiere of this will actually be in March in Austin, Texas, which has brought us national attention to the film.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting phone calls out of the blue from
that's a very big deal, because South by Southwest, for folks who don't know, is a film festival in Austin, Texas each year, and it is the new Sundance. It's recognized as the new premier film festival in America for independent filmmakers.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, and it's got this great synergy where the music festival, which has always been famous, kind of overlaps with it, along with an interactive media. I mean, I've been told that over 100,000 people come to Austin for this.
Holy cow. Yeah. Wow. And your film, World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Achievements, about local school teacher John Hunter and his class and this exercise they do with this role-playing game. It has been accepted to South by Southwest, a world premiere there. When is that? The summer?
No, the spring. It's actually the film is Saturday, March 13th.
Everyone's there.
There you go. But for folks here in Charlottesville, in Central Virginia, they can join us at the Paramount on Sunday at 6 p.m.
Well, we're really excited because, I mean, for one, it's a tremendous amount of local people that are responsible for having this film being made. I mean, both cast and crew and the Venable community and the school community. And so many people, and particularly the children that are in the film and their families, and all of these people are going to be coming together to see this. I felt like that we'd have to show these people this work first before anybody else would even see it.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Yeah. So, John, what are your thoughts about the film being accepted into the nation's premier independent film festival?
I can't even
imagine. Which, for the record, I mean, Chris, we should let folks know that, you know, that's they get thousands of submissions for this thing, and they accept a few dozen, right? I mean,
well, I forget the exact numbers. I don't have kind of in my head. I think it's a couple thousand submissions, and I believe they show like 150 or 119 films.
119,
that's what it was.
Yeah. Out of about 2,000 that are submitted.
Yeah. Right. And that's both fiction and documentary. So, I mean, you would have to reduce that as far as the amount of documentaries. And that includes shorts. I mean, we're talking just features here.
Yeah. John, that's a big deal.
Well, you know, I don't know what to make of it, Coy. I'm just teaching in my everyday job, you know, and I look up and I see the news crews coming. So it's kind of a shock, but it's really welcome. And I get a chance to talk about not just what we do, but just talk about teaching, which a lot of us do. And a lot of teachers who are not in a film right now, maybe I can talk a little bit about what they do and what kind of sacrifices and efforts they make on behalf of all the kids.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good point. And of course, the film is World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Achievements. The sneak preview premiere is this Sunday at the Paramount Theater at 6 o'clock. You can get tickets there at the Paramount. And how long is the film, Chris?
It's 1 hour.
Just 1 hour. So it's just it really is an incredible film. I've seen it. I've watched it twice, actually. It is amazing to watch, John, what you do with these kids. What is your reaction to the people? And there's some here in our community who are just convinced that you know, public schools are the scourge of the universe, and the, one of the worst things that we could do to our kids is send them to a public school. And yet when you see a documentary like this and see, oh my gosh, this is going on in a public school right here in Charlottesville. Well, this is amazing.
Corey, my thing is I think public schools may be the salvation in a way rather than the scourge. And I understand what you're saying too, because there has been so much negative press and so many difficulties, and with the recession and so forth, cuts are further deepening our budgets. But what I'm finding is this: the greatest insight, hope, wisdom, and possibility every day in our classrooms. In my classroom, I go in every day and I leave every day thinking, we can do anything. These kids can save us. They can solve everything. Not to put too much obligation on them, but there's such potential there. And it's just astounding. It's inspiring. It's exciting to go to work every day.
Yeah. We're talking with local school teacher John Hunter and filmmaker Chris Farina. The film is World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Achievements. It'll premiere here in Charlottesville at the Paramount Theater this coming Sunday. You can get all the information online at
Rosalia Films, RosaliaFilms.com. Mm-hmm.
There you go, RosaliaFilms.com.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to the Paramount as well, the Paramount.net.
Yeah. Paramount.net might
Sunday,
be a little bit
Sunday,
easier.
Yeah.
Sunday.
Come on now.
So, John, before we let you go, for people who you know haven't read the Hook article the cover story in this week's Hook yet, they haven't read the article by David Maurer in The Progress, or they haven't heard the other interviews that y'all have done. What is this film really about?
What is
How do you explain this to somebody?
Well, it's a geopolitical exercise. It's a gigantic plexiglass structure. There are four-foot by four-foot plexiglass sheets about a quarter inch thick, and they're hovering above each other in space. The kids are seated around them. There's thousands of game pieces on every level, on several levels together, and they have to solve all the world's problems without combat if possible. We read from The Art of War by Sun Tzu. The students have to create harmony and wisdom out of chaos, and I don't know how to tell them to do that. Their collective wisdom brings it about. And so this film, I think, is about that story, but really it's about teachers, and it's about the story of my mother. I'm a second-generation teacher, and the strange thing that happens when I watch the film is I see myself disappear, because I see a gesture I make in the film, that's my mother's gesture, or I see a head movement, that's my high school geometry teacher's head movement, and I start to see a lineage or a line of teachers, a legacy that is coming through, and I'm just an excuse for those good teachers to come through, and you can see what they've done.
Yeah, good things are happening right here in Charlottesville and Armagh County. It's very exciting, and it's been put on film, World Peace and Other Fourth Grade Achievements. I just want to say yesterday I gave a talk at Blue Ridge Community College. I was the keynote speaker for a leadership conference, and I talked about Thomas Jefferson and leadership, and we were talking about what's happening in public schools with so much emphasis being on just sit down and be quiet and do what you're told and let the police search your bags and all this stuff on. And then I was saying, you know, but there's some good things happening. I mean, that's not every public school is happening. Actually a teacher in Charlottesville who's doing some amazing things, and there's a new documentary about it's just the opposite. You're saying get out of your seat, talk to each other, here's a problem. You figure it out. I'll give you the framework and the tools to do it, but you've got to pick up the tools and figure out and forge your own
path.
And it's really, really incredible, the lessons that you offer them.
It's great because, well, there are a lot of teachers doing this, Koi, and I'm very lucky to be one of the ones that's seen because of Chris coming along and developing that insight. But there's untold stories every day of this kind of heroism, this kind of sacrifice, this kind of success. But, you know, unless a filmmaker comes along, how do you know, or unless you visit a school? So we're glad to have the chance to do this.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Congratulations to you both, and congratulations on being accepted to South by Southwest. That is truly exciting, and this whole community should be proud of that. And folks, you can see this, what we're talking about. You can see it on Sunday at the Paramount Theater. And how much are tickets?
$15 for adults and $10 for children. It is a fundraiser.
And they're
close,
from what I've heard, they're close to being sold out. So folks should get over there as soon as possible if they can and get a ticket. It's this Sunday at 6 p.m. and it will be followed by a Q&A and a talk that I will be very proud to moderate. We'll sit down and talk more with the audience about this film and the process and what it means and how we can hopefully see a little bit more world peace in America's schools.
Let's hope so.
John Hunter and Chris Farina, thanks guys for being here.
Thank you so much, really.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.